We're going to talk about joy today, and you know I like a good joke, and I heard this the other day, and I thought, let's just share it today. This guy lived out in the country, kind of out in a desolate area, and he was awakened one night by a noise out in his barn, and he looked out, and he saw some three or four guys out there stealing stuff out of his barn. So he calls the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's office says, well, we don't have anybody available to come out right now, but as soon as we do, we'll send someone out. About 90 seconds later, he called and said, you don't need to send anybody. I shot them all. Three sheriff's cars, a highway patrolman, two ambulances show up after they had arrested the guys. One of the deputies comes up to him and said, I thought you said that you were being robbed, but he said, you've shot them all. He said, well, I thought you said there wasn't anybody available. I mentioned earlier, I don't always deviate from things, and this is Palm Sunday, I understand that, and I know that we all know that this is the day that we celebrate Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey the few days before he was crucified. And we've heard those messages. And I know that we probably think about that. And as you know, Palm Sunday approaches and we have that image. I did jokingly tell the other night in a meeting that we were not having a donkey come in this year. We've done that in the past. But I got to thinking about what that whole week of passion, what the death of Jesus, what his burial, what his resurrection really meant. And it kind of recapped it in Galatians 5:22, when he talks about the different fruit of the Spirit that we can have as a result of that. And one of those is joy. And I read something this week, and it's about Charles Spurgeon, who was a Baptist minister, and he was criticized for putting too much humor in his sermons. One lady said, it's frivolous, lacking gravity. And his reply to the woman that had buttonholed him in the corner of the church was this. He said, my good lady, if you only knew how much I restrain myself. And you know, when we look at joy, I don't think that God is looking at a smile on our face. I think he's talking about laughter. Psalms 126, verse 2 says, then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. And so if we want joy, we need to cultivate it. It's not going to just happen. And when Cindy and I used to had our trailer down in Little Farm in the River in Rising Sun, and we would drive down the blacktop road to get down to the river to where our trailer was. Every spring, farmer was out there planting. Sometimes he would do no-till planting. Sometimes he would plow, disc the ground, plant the seed. But he didn't stop there. He'd fertilize the ground. He'd come along and cut out the weeds. And I remember seeing sprouts from that tall to corn stalks taller than I am. And it didn't just happen. He worked the crops. He cultivated the crops. Bud and Judy are familiar where those crops are down through there. And when you would drive down through there and we would watch them grow. And that's how we grow, and that's how joy grows. The same thing holds true in our lives that it does for that corn seed or that soybean seed, the same exact thing. And it may sound strange that how do we cultivate joy or cultivating joy? It ought to just come. But we have to look at it through the eye of heaven. We're not going to see it if we look through the eye of what we have on earth today. We have to look at joy intentionally in heaven, and maybe not so intentionally as we look at it on this earth. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy living, I enjoy life, I enjoy everything. And when I look at joy, I can have joy, but I know that there's a greater peace that comes at some point. We're all wired differently. Some of us wake up of a morning and enjoy hearing the birds sing. Others wake up and want to shoot the bird for singing. It's just the way we're wired. We're just all different. To the person that's just had an accident, it's hard to find joy. To the person that's just lost a loved one, it's hard to find joy. But if we look at it through the eyes of heaven, we see joy. And so if we go back to that Psalm 126 and verse 2, and I looked at a different translation. This is from the Amplified, but it said, "And our tongue was filled with shouts of joy." A lot of other versions use the term songs, and not shouts, but use the songs of joy. So it's more than just a spoken word. It's putting forth an effort. It's the type of joy, I think, that probably lifted the roof last night when Loyola Chicago beat Kansas State in the NCAA basketball game. I tell you, that Jesuit sister, I don't know if you've seen her, 98 years old. She can't pick a bracket, but she can sure love some basketball players. And I'm sure she's having joy this morning rather than mourning. But it's not just a little smirk. It's not just a grin. It's not just a chuckle. And I thought this week as I was looking at that, it's more like in some of us that have gray hair or have no hair. Remember a comedian, Hilton. His name makes you laugh. One of the funniest guys, and when he would say, you would just laugh out loud. Just kind of yuck it up because the guy was really funny. I saw these, supposed to be jokes, these blooper jokes to me, they weren't so funny, but it said, it's not this kind of laughter. The epistles are wives of the apostles. The fifth commandment is humor. Brandon, Olivia, your mother and your father. Another one, Lot's wife was a pillar of salt by day and a ball of fire by night. Or Noah's wife was known as Joan of Arc. That's what it is. But I think it's finding real joy, it's finding real satisfaction, it's finding real peace. And so I see several things that can help us cultivate joy in our lives. First one, tell God why you trust Him. Think about the attributes that God does. Think about all the things in His character that think about the things that He has done for you. We talked last week about finding a spiritual buddy. Find a spiritual buddy that you can talk to about what God has done in your life, sharing it and letting them know that. How you can cultivate joy, how you can cultivate a friendship at the same time. Put a prayer on social media.
Whoa, it's scary.
It really isn't. We see a lot of things come through on Facebook. Pray for someone. Type a prayer in. That's the way that we see some of the attributes of God, knowing that He answers prayer. Tell Him why you trust Him. Keep a journal of what He's done for you. There's a bookcase out here in the foyer with three journals on top of it that I put up there that people have given me, because I don't use them. I write stuff down on a computer because I can read it. And it's easier for me. But pick up one of those and list the things that God has done. I was talking to Judy this week, and she was talking about taking a walk. And she was telling me about the cats following her on her walk. And I thought, you know, how many of us do that? How many of us just go for a walk? And the thought that went through my mind is, pick up a leaf and think about what that leaf means to you. It might be a small thing, but that leaf was there because someone planted a tree and cultivated a tree. Think about the things that bring joy to you. I once knew someone, and maybe you all have done this when your children were smaller. They had a jar, and everybody could put something in the jar that they wanted to do, maybe on a weekend or something. Sounds like a good idea. But take a jar and put the things that God's done for you in that jar, and then pull it out every once in a while and read it. I still have a stack of things that we nailed to the cross a few years ago. I still have those. They're not signed, but I go through every once in a while and read some of them. Thankful that someone took the time to write a note and nail it to a cross. Surround yourself with joyful people. Well, I've got some friends that aren't so much fun. They're not so joyful. We all have them. Build relationships with people that can help you develop confidence in God. And when you come up to that person that's not so joyful, just let them know, it's good talking to you, but I'm going to go see somebody that makes me happy. I wouldn't recommend that. But that's the best thing in the world, is surround yourself with happy people. It's easy to find negative people. I saw this thing today, this thing this week. It was an Eeyore quote. The nicest thing about the rain that it always stops sometime. And there are those people out there. We all know them. Greg Kaye, I mentioned it this morning, you know, I'm tickled to death. You know I'm going to catch a cold. I love what Brenda said. I wasn't chasing it the other day. But I can picture people doing that. Like, you don't want to do that. Approach life's challenges and trials in a redemptive manner. Know that God has forgiven us. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If we're not careful and we're not happy, joy might sneak up on us and we won't know what to do with it. It could happen. It might be the Lord saying, look, you can have some fun. You can laugh. Life is serious, but it's not all serious. Life is fun. Let joy be the thing that sneaks up on us. Sometimes even in the darkest of times, we can find peace and we can find joy. And gratitude a habit. Every day, thank God for something. Every night before you go to bed, write down four or five things that He's shown you that day. Maybe you won't have four or five. Maybe you've got one big thing that He showed you. Write it down. And then thank Him for it. This is becoming, the things that we do become a habit. Listen to music. I listen to 60s, 70s, 80s. I'm not into rap. Might come as a surprise. I'm not into heavy metal. But I listen to Southern gospel. I listen to all different kinds of music. Who would ever thought the song that was sang last week, "My Sweet Lord," would ever be sang in a church? George Harrison wrote that right after the Beatles broke up in 1970. One of the first songs, if not the first single that George Harrison ever released. But who would have ever thought that that's a Christian song? But it is. A lot of good music out there. A lot of bad music out there. Listen to the good stuff. Let me encourage that. And then the last thing, I saw this and I thought this thought was amazing. Take the long view. Like investing in advise their clients not to worry about the daily ups and downs of the stock market. What matters is the long view. We may have a down moment. I may have some time in my day that's not so good, but it doesn't dictate my day. I can find joy in about anything. Don't be the weatherman that says it's partly cloudy. I actually heard one the other day say it's going to be partly sunny. And I thought, you're probably out of the weatherman union. But that's what we should do, is we should look for the good things. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Life is 90% attitude, 10% circumstances. And we can change our circumstances by changing our attitude. So I leave you with these five thoughts, and they're just one line. See the sun, don't see the clouds. See the healing, don't see the sickness. See the blessing, don't see the curse. See the victory, don't see the defeat. See the glory, don't see the gloom. And we see today, when we look at it from the perspective of eternity, that we'll let God issue, I didn't pick that up, Cindy, we'll let God direct the issues of our life. But it becomes all about what I choose. I choose joy. I have a goal. Every day it's to make somebody laugh. Usually I can do antics that Cindy laughs at me about, or do something or say something. But it's not gloom and doom. But it's joy, it's peace, it's patience. It's seeing the sun through the cloud, not seeing the cloud. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for a spirit of joy, a spirit of patience, long-suffering, a spirit of Galatians 5:22-26 to fall on each and every one of us. That when people see us, they will see the label that, hey, I want to be like them because there's something special. And we can tell them it's the joy of the Lord. It's what's special. In Jesus' name, amen.